Hello, welcome to Math for Knitters. This is Laura. Happy Mother's Day. I just called my mother and my grandmothers, and I hope you have too, because they miss you. All right, today is going to be a quick show about even transitions. If you have ever run across a knitting pattern that said simply, increase evenly by 8, across the back or around or whatever, and been frozen by that, hopefully this will help you. Instead of cursing whoever wrote the pattern, you can do the math yourself. Usually it's very, very simple. When it is not very, very simple, it is just very simple, which is not so bad. Now, a lot of times you might freeze just because of the phrasing of it, increase evenly. If you don't know what that means, I was once making gingerbread and it said cream the sugar and the butter. And I didn't know what the word cream meant, so I just gave up. I gave up, and eventually my sister, who was a wonderful cook, who still is a wonderful cook, came along and said, "Why haven't you made the gingerbread?" And I said, "Well, I didn't know how to cream anything." And she said, "Well, that just means mix it together." I said, "Okay." This is a lot like that. So easy that someone who knows how to do it may not realize that you do not. All right, obviously, if you're increasing 8 stitches across 64, that's 64 divided by 8 is 8, so you should make an increase after every 8th stitch. Conversely, if you are decreasing, you would decrease. Now, this is a little different. You need to think about dividing those 64 stitches by 8, literally. If you need it, you can even place markers every 8th stitch. If you are distracted easily or have tried before and messed it up, this can really help. So then you need to knit 6 and then decrease, knit 2 together, SSK, whatever you prefer. Did you follow me there? That means basically you take the number of stitches, 64 divided by 8 gives you 8, subtract 2 because those are the 2 you need to knit together or SSK, and that gives you 6. If you use markers and you're a very, very visual person, this might help you get it if you do that. What if our numbers are not as simple as 64 and 8? What if the numbers are 67 and 8 or 70 and 8? Well, in that case, you need to get out your calculator or a pen and paper and just write it down. Here, do it with me. 70 divided by 8. So that's 8 times 8 is 64. Remainder is 6. That remainder is what we need to know. In knitting terms, the remainder is the odd number of stitches that you're going to have to squeeze in or fit in or get in there somehow in order to make your shaping come out properly. There are 2 ways to find the remainder. You can do it with pen and paper, which is the most straightforward way. So for instance, 70 divided by 8 gives us 8 with a remainder of 6, as we just saw. Or you can do it with a calculator. Or you can do it both ways. You could do it longhand and then check yourself with a calculator. And here's how you do it with a calculator. Take 70, divide by 8, gives you 8.75. Take the 0.75, multiply it again by 8, which was our original dividing number, and that will give you 6, which is the remainder. This works for any set of numbers under any circumstances, as far as I know. So, now that you have your remainder, you have to figure out how to squeeze it in to your piece of knitting. And you may choose for your own purposes several different methods. When I'm stuck with a strange remainder, like 6 into 8, that means that there will be 2 segments of 8 that will not have the increase. Now, there are a couple of ways to do this. I would probably just put those 2 that don't have the increases on the edges. So I would put more of my increases in the center of the work. That's not for any particular reason, that's just the way that I would do it. Sometimes you have an even stranger kind of number where you might have 8 times 8 plus 4. So that's every other one. That's also fairly straightforward. So I would just do an extra increase on every other section of 8. Now, that doesn't mean a double increase or a double decrease. That means that halfway across, like say 4 into my little section of 8, I would increase there and then increase again at the end. Sometimes you just have to experiment with pen and paper and write down what you're going to do. Like, say you have a certain number of stitches you need to increase to, and then just write it all out, like, you know, 3 stitches increase, and then 4, and then 3, and then 4, and then 3, and then 4, and see when it adds up to the number that you need. Another option, of course, is to decide that you don't need that extra 2 stitches, or you don't need to decrease those extra 2 stitches because they're making your math too wonky. But in that case, I would very, 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 very much encourage you to check your gauge and also see how that might affect other things later on. How will it affect your shoulder shaping? How will it affect the top of your sweater? How will it affect the bottom of your sweater? How will it affect your pattern stitch? Those are all considerations you need to take into account to be careful. Well, okay, I think that pretty much does it. Find your remainder and use it well. Base it as evenly as you can. And remember, the average person and even the average knitter will not notice if you are off by 1 stitch or 2 stitches or even 3 or 4, depending on your gauge. All right, that's our very, very short show for this week. I would like to thank Christine Selleck of Pointy Sticks for playing my promo on her podcast. If any of you have found me via that, I sure appreciate it, and I hope you enjoyed the show. This is an unusually short show, but I'm working today. I have to go to work in about an hour, so I just wanted to get something out there, and this was a very quick little topic I thought I could cover. If you have any questions or comments, of course, you go to the show's website, math4knitters, that's 4 with the letter 4, .blogspot.com. I really appreciate your comments, and if you have been a long-time listener, welcome back, and I appreciate your time, too. And before I go, just a real quick podcasting question, if any of you are in the know about these things. Everyone else, have a nice week, and I will see you next week. But if you can at all help me, I'd really appreciate it. I want to try to start doing interviews over the phone, and I don't know how to do it. I don't know if I should use Skype. If I use Skype, I don't know how to record it. I'm really looking for an easy, inexpensive solution here. So please, please, please contact me. My email address is laraneel@mac.com. All right. Thanks a lot.